It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Me mind on fire, soul on fire,
feeling hot, hot, hot.
Party people all around me,
feeling hot, hot, hot.
Well, the heat wave is actually over, and there's even some rain in the forecast. But what a week we had. Incredible record-smashing heat even before we officially crossed into spring. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about why it got so hot and one of the effects it had, a pollen explosion. First, though, let's get some details on the forecast. Cliff?
Well, Bellamy, we have a mixed weekend. We have a front that's approaching us right now, and I suspect by dinner time, rain will spread into Puget Sound. So it's not going to be heavy rain, but it will rain, and the rain will probably be done by tomorrow morning. Plenty of clouds, and there'll be wind with that as well. I expect winds to gust up to 20, 30 miles per hour at least. Now, Saturday is going to be a transitional day. There'll be a few showers in the morning, partly cloudy. Temperatures only getting up into the upper 50s, so much less than we saw before. And then on Sunday, high pressure builds in, and I expect it to be a mainly sunny day. Temperatures getting up to around 60. So actually not a bad weekend. Next week, you know, we're just not going to do anything. Virtually all the weather is going into California. The jet stream is going down there. And we'll have a few intermittent periods where a few bands of showers, a weak front or two, will come through. But temperatures will be in the upper 50s, a few showers, but some nice days as well. So pretty temperate. One thing I want to mention is that there is a solar storm going on right now. Material from the sun is rapidly propagating towards Earth, and it looks like there is a chance for an aurora on Saturday night. I think we'll be partly cloudy, so it may be visible. So people should take a look later on Saturday evening, Sunday morning. You might actually see aurora if you look to the north.
So that could be kind of colorful, I guess.
That's right. Auroras are just absolutely spectacular. So we have a real chance of seeing one. Be on the lookout.
All right. But looking back earlier this week, Tuesday, we hit 79 degrees in Seattle. It was the hottest winter day on record, going all the way back to 1894. And it was hot all over the region for about 3 days. So what happened there, Cliff? And which records are the ones to really pay attention to?
Well, it was not only the hottest winter day, which is, you know, that's not so extraordinary considering that we were almost at the transition to spring, but was the hottest March day on record for any March going back to the 1890s. That's another big record, getting to 79 2 days in a row at SeaTac. Why did we get so warm? Well, a key element in this is strong easterly flow from the east going to the west. We had a very unusual configuration. We had high pressure to the north, low pressure to the south, and this produced this strong flow from eastern Washington down into western Washington. And as that air sunk on the Cascades, it was compressed, and as air gets compressed, it warms. And that really gave us that warm temperature spike that produced extraordinary temperatures here in Seattle. We were much warmer here in Seattle than they were down in San Diego, for instance. So the bottom line of all this is we had, you know, relatively warm air over us, but it's the downslope flow that really surged us into record territory.
And the sudden change caused a pollen explosion. Lots of miserable people around with allergies.
That's right. We were much colder than normal in February, and the cold temperatures lasted into early March. And so that kept the pollen and the plants down. But then we had this sudden warming into a situation that was well above normal, and the trees started releasing pollen. But it was worse than that. We also had extremely dry air because of that downslope flow, no precipitation. So there was nothing taking the pollen out of the air. And then to make it even worse, we had strong easterly winds. I mean, the winds were gusting to 20, 30 miles per hour at some time. And that would just take the pollen out of the trees and blow them in these huge clouds. On my blog, I actually showed some video of that. It looked like the trees were on fire from all this pollen that was ejected into the air. So it was, in some sense, the perfect storm for pollen. Sudden onset of spring and almost summer-like weather. Very dry conditions and strong winds.
Crazy weather. I can't resist asking you a question that my husband actually asked me. Given how crazy the temperatures have been, what's your prediction for what July will be like?
Well, I have no skill for what July will be like. At this point, I can't predict anything other than normal. You know, after 2 weeks, my skill goes to virtually zero, so I wouldn't even attempt it.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.